Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, yesterday I got a text message from my brother, and all it says is, "Sounds like Tiger's in rough shape, huh?" And I'm kind of thinking, what are you talking about? Like, Tiger's always in rough shape. He's always injured. He's got back issues. I know. He just had a back surgery and stuff. No, he's been in a car crash. So I look it up, and the first thing, I turn on the news, and I see his SUV turned on its side, airbags deployed. The front end is, like, demolished on this thing. And it's crazy, but I just immediately, and I think there are a lot of people like me, just had immediate flashbacks to Kobe Bryant. Like, it just... Right away, I thought, well, Tiger's gone. Like, there's no way somebody could survive. Look at that vehicle. It's demolished. Luckily, he did survive. They got him to hospital, but he has significant lower leg injuries, specifically to his right lower leg. This is what a statement released by Woods' camp says. Now, it's complex. I don't know the terminology, so I'm going to try my best, but... It says this. He was treated during emergency surgery by orthopedic trauma specialists at a level one trauma center. Comminuted open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula bones were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia. Additional injuries to the bones of the foot and ankle were stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling. He is currently awake, responsive, and recovering in his hospital room. To me, that sounds like massive injury. Again, I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like, again, it sounds like pretty much the entire lower half of his right leg was just demolished. But we'll see. I hope he can recover. I mean, it's tough to think that after an injury like that, you can come back and still perform at a professional level. But golf is one of those weird sports. And I know a lot of people say it's just golf. You know what, though? To play at Tiger's level, you use your whole body. And when you hit it that well, and when you hit it that hard, that comes from the toes. You know what I mean? So hopefully he can turn things around, and it's tough. It's tough to think that he can be back on the tour, but he's Tiger.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Netflix is still my go-to streaming service. I think that I'm more of a Crave guy sometimes, but I keep going back to Netflix. That's the standard for me. Although Amazon Prime is working its way up too. I will say that. But I've had Disney Plus for the longest time, and I don't really watch Disney Plus. I mean, that's more for the kids. I'll turn it on. We have a 2-year-old, so he likes Cars. I'll put Cars on or something like that. Or my 11-year-old daughter, she's really into Disney Plus. There's never been a reason for me to go to Disney Plus. I'm not a big cartoon guy. That's not what I like anymore. However, yesterday they caught my attention. Disney Plus has now added Star to their service, which is movies. It's just like Netflix. It actually features a lot of stuff from Disney-owned properties, like Hulu, which in Canada, we've been begging for stuff from Hulu for a long, long time, and FX. I did notice, and as soon as I found out they had FX stuff on there, I was like, oh, well, I got to look up It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I mean, that's my go-to. No. They don't have it. Why? I don't know. Why it's so difficult to find It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It used to be on Netflix, but it's not anymore. Then I've also realized that they don't carry all of the Hulu stuff. So like that Britney Spears documentary, if you're trying to watch that, it's not on there. How However, that will be coming out on Crave this weekend. Your prices are going to go up if you have Disney Plus. Only $3 a month, which isn't a real deal breaker for most people. And if you have Disney Plus already, your rate isn't going to go up until the end of August. If you just sign on to Disney Plus because of Star, or if you're just signing on to Disney Plus because it's Disney Plus, you're going to have to pay that higher rate right off the bat.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What's up, Butch?
Did you just say you have 4 streaming services at home?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you cut cable?
Yeah, I don't have cable anymore. Yeah, I cut the cord, as they say, a while ago. But yeah, I like to have all the streaming services, because the thing is, in our industry, there's always like these major shows that come out, and we gotta kind of watch them. That's what I tell myself. But really, deep inside, it's the fat kid that is just screaming at me: more media, less movement, more couch time.
Well, two things then. A, work should be paid for your streaming services.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more.
B, there's, I don't know if you're into it. Some people are, some people aren't. There is a streaming app for all of it for nothing. It's called...
I get told all the time I need to sign up for these free things, but I just feel like I'm going to get some sort of virus or something, or I'm going to get put on some special list, and then all of a sudden I'm going to have some government agency blowing out my doors and coming into my house and arresting my entire family.
It's Canada. Trudeau couldn't even find his ass with both hands.
Perfect. You nailed it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What's your go-to streaming service? Corey says, I'm torn between Prime, that has Supernatural and some other shows. Netflix has its originals. And Disney Plus, yeah, made a huge leap in my list with the addition of Star. Janine says she likes Acorn and BritBox. Yeah, methinks somebody likes Doctor Who or the BBC shows, right? And Vern says, Netflix, I don't watch much TV. I've been watching, honestly, we spend most of our time on Prime. I think that's what we watch. I watch a lot of Netflix, but as a couple, we watch Prime a lot. Yesterday, I started, 2 days ago, I started watching this show, and I know it's been on NBC for the longest time. New Amsterdam, it's like one of those hospital shows. I'm generally not into the hospital shows. I don't really like them. I think it goes all the way back to the ER back in the day when my parents would watch it all the time, and I didn't like it. Or like Chicago Hope, remember that one? But, I don't mind New Amsterdam. It's okay. So I watched a couple of episodes of it. And my wife and I work on two different schedules. She works, 9 to 5, basically. And I don't. I work the morning and then I've got the entire afternoon off. So usually I'll put a show on and fall asleep while I'm watching it. And I just kind of tested the waters on New Amsterdam. And I like it. And I think it could be a good couple show, a good show for us to both watch and binge. But she hasn't watched an episode. I've watched the first two episodes. I told her. I gave her homework. I said, watch the two first episodes so then we could carry on together. I don't want to rewatch the first two. You have an obligation now. I have hunted and gathered a show for you to enjoy. Now you have an obligation to partake in the meal. You must eat. Start eating. And then I will catch up. That's what we're up to here. So hopefully she does. I don't think it's going to happen. And the sad thing is she's not going to fulfill her obligation of catching up to me on the show. So I'm probably just going to carry on watching it eventually. And then I'll still get hell for that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
7-Eleven is starting to sell hooch. And you can drink it in their store. Well, it's not going to happen anytime soon in Saskatchewan, but our friends in Ontario and BC are on it. You'll soon be able to sit down and drink a local brew in a designated area in a 7-Eleven. And you can enjoy their hot food as well along with it. I'm telling you guys, this is a dream. When I was in college, this is what I would have dreamed about. Because that's all I did. I would go to the bar. We've talked about this before. I would go to the bar, and if you're like me and you're a Saskatoon area kid, it was the Pat. So I would go to the Pat, get at her, dancing around to Lil Jon and Usher. Yay! And then, after I've done too many shots of tequila, I would go across the street to 7-Eleven, have some chicken kebabs, go home, throw up, end the night. That was it. That was my Saturday. And it was a beautiful thing. But now 7-Eleven is owning the market. So you're telling me I can sit in their store, drink, I can even get packs of, I can get some cigarettes. I don't smoke anymore, but if they did this, I might bring her back. I might. I mean, again, it's all there. You even have your pornography. I mean, it'd be a little weird if you were reading that while drinking in the store, but I've seen people do weirder things in convenience stores. So there you go. It's not happening here yet. Maybe soon. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. I've been to several 7-Elevens here in our province, and there are some gentlemen with paper bags sitting outside that are way ahead of the curve.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Bullying is no joke, man. 1 in 5 kids, they say, is affected by bullying every day. And I think that number is probably a lot higher. A lot of kids don't like to admit they're being bullied. And I mean, fair enough, that's something they may want to come out with on their own at a later time. But it is a lot easier when you get help. There's no doubt. Today is Pink Shirt Day. So that's why we're talking bullying. It's something that maybe you don't even realize you're doing. I should point out, now, I have been on both sides of the spectrum. I have been bullied. In my younger years, I was bullied. And then I think later on in life, I became a bully. And I didn't even realize I was being a bully. But it was one of those things where I was trying to be a cool kid in school and in high school. And in that process, I became really rude to other people. I might have, you know, stepped on them to get higher up on the social ladder. And that's not cool. But that's something a lot of kids struggle with, too. And even in my adult life, I've found that I have been bullied and I have been the bully. It's tough. It really is. Nobody's perfect, though. And the thing is, if you've been bullied, know that it's not your fault. Chances are the bully is taking something out on you that is their problem. And if you've been a bully, change your ways. And you don't have to live with the guilt forever. If you correct yourself, it's fine. Just make that correction. Pink Shirt Day started with these two guys by the name of David Shepard and Travis Price. Now, they were teenagers in school. One of their buddies wore a pink shirt to school and was bullied relentlessly for it. So they went out, bought a whole bunch of pink shirts, handed them out to all of their male classmates, and they all wore it in a show of solidarity, which is pretty cool. And to be in high school and make that kind of move, you know that's a big deal. Because those guys put a lot on the line to defend their body. So you can buy pink shirts. You can go to pinkshirtday.ca if you'd like and get a shirt maybe for next year. And am I wearing a pink shirt right now? No. I'm wearing a blue shirt. And don't bully me for not wearing a pink one. Because that would be counterintuitive.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Since the start of the pandemic, working out has been a little tough. At the beginning of the pandemic, I would still go to the gym. I had no problem doing that. And you know what? I really wouldn't have a problem going now. However, I don't like wearing a mask when I do cardio. Listen, have you seen me? I already have enough going against me when it comes to doing cardio. So I don't need that. So I work out at home because I don't have to wear a mask in my own home. And it is... I've got these DVDs, right? Yes, I'm old school. I've got these workout DVDs, and it's a workout plan. Like you do, you know, you do your upper body one day, your lower body the next, or whatever it is. And I've seen them so much that I have them memorized. I don't even know why I'm watching them anymore. I could probably do the workout without the video on, but it involves resistance bands. Have you done resistance bands workouts? They're torture. Whoever invented the resistance band is Satan. I've almost taken my eye out several times. I've almost put a handle through the TV once or twice. And I don't have a ton of room where I work out, so I'm always moving furniture around and mostly kids' toys around. One of these times I'm going to slip on a Hot Wheels and die, I swear to you. And the workout video I work out to has a lot of shirtless dudes in it. Do people actually work out shirtless? Why? Is it supposed to be inspiration for me? And these dudes are jacked. Like, it's not even realistic to be that ripped. No normal person is in that much shape. It's like taking your car to a mechanic and seeing Ferraris in the showroom. It doesn't make sense. I'm driving a Ford Fiesta. Why do I need to see Ferraris? Okay, that was a bad. I understand that. Okay, fine. That was bad. But I'm trying to make the best of this. It's called the 21-day fix, which I'm sure you've heard of. So you do the program for 21 days. You follow the meal plan. And you're supposed to be fixed. I'm on day 63. When do I get fixed?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.